Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
BBC News Business.
July 5th, 440 America, New York, Thames Water. Customers will not pay more if firm collapses. The boss of regulator of WA says customers will not face higher bills due to Thames going bust.
Daily FX Market News. July 5th, 355 America, New York, AUD, USD price forecast. PMIs hurt Aussie dollar ahead of FOMC minutes. AUD, USD bears begin the day in charge, but with FOMC minutes to come, will we see a breakout from the developing ascending triangle pattern?
Marginal Revolution.
July 5th, 248 America, New York, Germany in the World. The author is David Blackburn, and the subtitle is A Global History 1500-2000. The focus is on Germany's global influence abroad, and no, I don't mean the Battle of Stalingrad, though that era is covered. Here is one excerpt.
Daily FX Market News.
July 5th, 2 o'clock America, New York. Crude oil range bound ahead of OPEC Plus gathering and FOMC minutes. Crude oil prices appear somewhat in flux as traders look to today's OPEC Plus gathering that could see some market-moving headlines. The Fed's FOMC meeting minutes may also provide some volatility.
BBC News Business.
July 5th, 054 America, New York, U.S. officials must limit contact with social media firms. A judge bars officials from contacting platforms over content containing protected free speech.
Marginal Revolution.
July 5th, 044 America, New York, the new Austrian business cycle theory. Of course, that is not what they call it. We study the relationship between credit expansions, macroeconomic fluctuations, and financial crises using a novel database on the sectoral distribution of private credit for 117 countries since 1940.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
July 5th, 017 America, New York, how China came to dominate the world's largest nickel source for electric cars. Across Indonesia, new industrial plants are going up to process chunks of nickel ore for use in electric car batteries. 5 years ago, there were none.
Digital Finance.
July 5th, 009 America, New York, Payoneer building payments biz for the meme economy. Merchants leveraging social media to reach customers are creating new business segments in fintech. The post Payoneer building payments biz for the meme economy appeared first on Digital Finance.
New York Times Business.
July 5th. 001 America, New York, companies with flat structures rarely work. Is there a solution? Companies that have rejected hierarchies have typically lacked diversity and, in at least one case, faced scandal. A new crop of them is aiming to find a middle ground.
Global Economy.
July 5th, 00 America, New York, U.S. audit fees that lag inflation squeeze accountants. S&P 500 companies paid $5.3 billion in 2022, up just 3.2% as they held line on costs.
Global Economy.
July 4th, 2330 America, New York, how business doctorates can deliver real-world change. A Watch Executive's sustainability research highlights how DBAs have practical impact.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. July 4th, 2300 America, New York. TV's golden era proved costly to streamers. Streaming losses, layoffs, and share price pressures were already leading to an industry retrenchment. Then the writers' strike hit.
Daily FX Market News.
July 4th, 2200 America, New York, Asia Day ahead. Focus on FOMC minutes as U.S. markets reopen after holiday. With the U.S. markets back online from the Independence Day holiday, market focus will be on the FOMC minutes ahead.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. July 4th, 2100 America, New York. Is this all you can fly deal ridiculous or ridiculously great? Buying a pass on Frontier can work for ultra-flexible flyers willing to do the legwork to ensure a seat somewhere, anywhere. BBC News Business.
July 4th, 2043 America, New York. E2E encryption. Should big tech be able to read people's messages? Who will win in the years-long stalemate between governments and big tech around super-secure messaging?
Global Economy.
July 4th, 2030 America, New York. People's Bank of China's new head faces recovery test. Pan Gongsheng must calculate scale of stimulus needed while navigating regulatory reshuffle.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 4, 1538 America, New York. Jeff Hummel on the huge benefits from the American Revolution. In the monthly email, July edition, that Liberty Fund sent out is this statement. Our most popular article ever is from Jeffrey Rogers Hummel in 2018, turning the revolution into an externality story.
Finance and Economics.
July 4, 1523 America, New York. Can anything pop the everything bubble? Risky assets are proving extraordinarily resilient to threats.
Marginal Revolution.
July 4, 1500 America, New York, Nigeria reform of the day, again. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu signed the Electricity Bill 2023 into an act, Electricity Act 2023, on June 10, 2023, to much frenzy and a bit of confusion. Erstwhile President, Muhammadu Buhari, signed into law an amendment enabling states in the country to license, generate, transmit, and distribute electricity earlier in March 2023.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 4, 1402 America, New York, when confused, re-evaluate your model. In recent months, we've seen an almost endless series of opinion pieces discussing the supposed mystery of why tight money has failed to slow the economy. Yet almost no one seems to question the assumption that a tight money has been adopted in the U.S. and elsewhere.
New York Times Business.
July 4, 1359 America, New York. Federal judge limits Biden officials' contacts with social media sites. The order came in a lawsuit filed by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana, who claim the administration is trying to silence its critics. The lawsuit named as defendants President Biden and dozens of federal officials.
New York Times Business.
July 4, 1043 America, New York. Lawmakers seek more long-distance flights from Reagan National Airport. Dozens of lawmakers are seeking to loosen a law that limits long-distance flights to and from Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. For some of them, success could mean a shorter commute. Representative Ryan Zinke, Republican of Montana, arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport in April,